Hi, this is a dictation for Divyonda Collier, Divyonda Collier, date of service 1-8-2025. Date of birth is 10-7-86, date of accident 5-22-2024. This is a follow-up visit. The patient presents with a history of various symptoms emanating from the automobile accident that has happened on 5-22-2024. In this accident, the patient was a front seat passenger restrained and was involved in a rear-ending accident, leading to headaches with the symptoms of TBI like dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and various pain syndrome affecting the right shoulder mainly, as well as neck, mid-back, lower back. There has been radiation of pain from the neck down to the right arm affecting second, third, fourth, and fifth finger almost constantly. So far, the patient has done conservative treatment, including physical therapy, chiropractic treatments. He has not had any facet joint injections or any epidural injections so far. And she has had two to three sets of shoulder injections that has helped her almost 30%. However, she is not able to lift her arm beyond 110 degrees on the right side in abduction or forward flexion. She reports that she is undergoing a shock wave therapy that is trying to help her more. She still reports pain in the neck around 7.5, right shoulder pain 9, and lower back pain is 7.5. The pain level is 8 most of the occasions, and the ADLs are affected 8. There are no new changes in the pain presentation. No radiation of pain to the legs is reported. Patient does report depression mood because of her family stuff and ongoing issues with the accident. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review for additional issues for substance abuse as well as the compliance plan. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 132 over 87, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam will remain the same as previous visit dated 12-5-2024, dictation number 1210-019. Except in the right shoulder, the range of motion is 110 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Thank you. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue medication, which is lidocaine ointment 4% at 200 gram to apply on the area of the shoulder for pain relief. She's been provided with the pain relief with Norco 7.5 325 every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets for pain relief. She is advised to have an injection of the right shoulder intra-articular and supraspinatus infraspinatus tendon on the right side for further healing. Physical therapy is continuing to the neck and the lower back and right shoulder at 2 times per week. The patient remains off work, housework replacement, transportation has been checked. Her labs have been ordered for the new one, and for the past, she does seem compliant. She has a positive opiates and TSP. She is referred to orthopedic surgeon for further surgical consultation. Her maps have been reviewed. Procedure. The patient is undergoing a procedure of intra-articular injection of the right shoulder, which is done according to the protocol. 5 cc's of injection of dexamethasone Marken was used. Supraspinatus tendon on the right and infraspinatus tendon on the right are also done by the protocol. Please use the template to package. Indications for these procedures are based on the MRI findings. The patient is had an arthrogram of the right shoulder recently on December 17, 2024, and it shows a full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon over a background of moderate tendinosis, and the contrast is extending into subacromial subdeltoid bursa as well. In addition, there is an infraspinatus tendinosis, tendinitis, and superior and posterior labral tear, for which these injections of right shoulder intra-articular is advised, as well as the tendon injection to supra and infraspinatus. These injections are expected to bring healing and improve the pain and improve the ADL and decrease the need for surgery. The patient has signed a consent and a dictation. Thank you.